This is a Fox News alert. Russia is bombarding Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony.
Russia has carried out strikes on our military infrastructure and our border guards. Explosions were heard in many cities of Ukraine.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky declared martial law, urging his citizens to fight, offering to arm them to battle Russian troops in their cities and villages, but many are trying to flee.
Throwing everything they had into their cars and taking to the road. Now, the easiest route out is supposed to be to the west, the safest route towards Poland, but that highway quickly turned into a traffic jam. People running out of gas, waiting hours in line for fuel, trying to get money out of ATMs, trying to get food and water.
Fox's Steve Harrigan's in Kyiv, where he heard a big explosion nearby.
That strike appears to have been on a military building about 1 mile behind me, and now you can really smell the smoke coming this way. It smells like sort of a burning house. More explosions now to my southwest, so obviously the Russian military is not finished softening up the defenses of this capital.
There are reports of 40 Ukrainian deaths. Lawmaker Alexei Goncharenko is urging the U.S. to punish Russia harshly.
Russia should be out of world economy. I'm speaking about ban on Russian oil and gas.
The Russian leader Vladimir Putin warns those he says are tempted to intervene, Russia will respond with consequences you never had before in your history.
Now, President Biden spoke with Ukraine's President Zelensky by phone, pledging support and assistance and promising severe sanctions are coming. President Biden will speak virtually with the leaders of the other G7 nations later today to coordinate a global effort to try and rein in Putin and hold him accountable. Now, this, as the European Union announces, they're planning the strongest, harshest package of sanctions they've ever considered.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Stock markets are tumbling across Europe. Dow futures down 700 points. The price of oil is up $7 a barrel. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
News.
In our top Fox story, Russia's further invading Ukraine with airstrikes and troops moving in. The NATO's leader is calling it a war and plans to bolster his land, sea, and air forces near Ukraine. U.S. troops are already in NATO-allied countries, including Poland and Latvia. But some American service members are having a very different fight over COVID vaccine mandates, suing.
The plaintiffs are a dozen Air Force officers, mainly from Ohio, along with a number of airmen and reservists, accusing the Air Force of a double standard in the way vaccine exemption requests are handled. More than 3,000 exemptions allowed for medical and administrative reasons, compared to just 9 for religious objections. The lawsuit argues that granting so many for other reasons undercuts the claim that vaccination is mission critical, also noting that many of the plaintiffs have antibody tests showing natural immunity from COVID infections. Dozens of service members have been discharged for refusing vaccines, the Marine Corps only allowing a handful of religious exemptions, with none reported for the Army and Navy. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A jury in Minnesota will deliberate a second day if 3 fired police officers violated George Floyd's civil rights in his 2020 death. It's back to court in Michigan for the parents of the student accused in a deadly high school shooting.
James and Jennifer Crumley are expected back in court in Oakland County for a second day of their preliminary hearing. Both accused of 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter for supplying the 9mm handgun their son is accused of using to kill 4 fellow students and injure 7 others at Oxford High School in November. In a hearing Tuesday for 15-year-old Ethan Crumley, prosecutors laid out the teen's journal writings, in which he allegedly wrote of plans to stalk, rape, and kill a classmate, and his apparent affinity for figures like Adolf Hitler and Jeffrey Dahmer. He, along with his parents, remained jailed without bond.
That's Jeff Manasso. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.